Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
We just want to thank God for you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Broadcasting in over 59 countries now and growing. And people of God, we must say, and we know that truly this is only but the Lord's doing, and we are so grateful for it. Amen. We want to thank God tonight for all of our listeners that are here in the States, all of our listeners that are in the Isles of the Sea.
All participants are muted.
The North, the South, the East, the West. Amen. Our love goes out to you. We're grateful again to you.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on.
We want to thank God.
Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off.
Our prayer news page.
Entry and exit tones are on.
As our rearm prayer group.
Entry and exit tones are off.
We just thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. If you hear of anybody who's not able to dial in, you can always direct them to go and listen in on either one of our Facebook pages. Or, amen, if they don't have Facebook, they can certainly go over to the web and just Google Prayer News Network. There they'll be able to access the self-same broadcast. Amen. We're broadcasting in several different places, people of God, because we're on a mission. We're trying to get the word out. Amen. Get the word out to win the loss at any cost. Yes, sir. Amen. So by any means necessary. So, again, if they don't have Facebook, if they're not able to dial in, they can certainly Google us, amen, Prayer News Network, and there they'll be able to see all of our broadcasts, our previous broadcasts, as well as the one that's being broadcasted right now, amen. And for those of you who like listening to podcasts, amen, you'll also be able to access our podcast there as well, amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight, tonight, tonight. We're grateful. People of God, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast. Amen. And we're grateful to the Lord to give us that capability that we can house all of our broadcasts. Amen. And at any given time that the Lord, amen, directs us to, we're able to bring it back. Amen. Bring that word back. Because we have so many listeners that are listening at varying times, and we're just grateful to be able to go to our library and pull back those broadcasts as the Lord directs. Amen. So listen, people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards. We'll give you two numbers, amen, and you can, amen, have a copy of the broadcast sent directly to your phone. We will send you a link. We'll send you the link, amen, and you just click on it and you can go right into the broadcast, amen. So we'll give you those two numbers afterwards. Glory to God. So hang in there with us, amen, all the way to the end, amen. Tell somebody, listen, go ahead and text somebody, tell somebody about the broadcast. Let them know that we're on. Let them know that we're live. Let them know that, hey, tell them to come and join you. Tell them to come and join me. Amen, in this worship experience. Amen. Glory to God. It's not in the walls. Amen. But we're certainly an outreach ministry reaching out as far as the Lord will take us. Glory to God. And people of God, we're just being led by His Spirit. Amen. Again, to reach the lost at any cost. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. We just want to say to our international listeners that are reaching out to us via messenger, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for downloading our broadcast. Amen. We pray that it is and has been and will continue to be a blessing for you. Amen. Glory to God. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise again. Amen. Listen, people of God, I just want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for all of the leaders. Amen. Because there's so many leaders from so many different ministries. Amen. That come to support us and that are a part of us. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. I just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Of course, giving them thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking God. Amen. For just who he is in our lives. I want to thank God tonight. Amen. For our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Jesus Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop. Thanking him as well. Amen. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. I also want to thank God for the help that the Lord has sent. Amen. To carry this ministry. Thanking God for all of our PNN advisors. Thanking God for them. Amen. For helping us to keep this ministry going. Amen. Now going on 3 years. Amen. Every single night being here. Amen. It is certainly not a one-man show, but I thank God for all hands on deck to help keep this ministry moving forward. So we thank God for all of our advisors, thanking him for all of our prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus, thanking God. Amen for, amen, our scripture reader. Amen on tonight. Amen. And the Lord is expanding and growing. Amen. Glory to God. And thank God for you. Amen for extending your prayers, extending your help. Amen, in any way possible. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen for all of the speakers that the Lord has sent to this PNN network. Amen. The connections, the divine connections. Glory to God. We don't take it for granted. Amen. But truly, it's the building of the Lord, and we are so humble and so grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. We are live tonight. Amen. We're not rebroadcasting tonight, but we're certainly live. Amen, Jesus. We have a young woman, amen, Jesus, that will come tonight to break the bread of life. Amen. And we're so grateful for her on tonight. Glory to God. But before we get started, as always, we do want to sanctify the line. Amen. And we're going to ask one of our prayer warriors, amen, Evangelist Gail, she's available tonight to come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Evangelist Gail on tonight. Amen. And then after Evangelist Gail comes, amen, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And then we'll be turning over our platform, amen, to our speaker to come, as she will, amen. Perhaps she is a songbird. Yes, she is. Perhaps she will bless us, amen. Or perhaps, amen, Jesus, she'll have her sister to bless us. Glory to God. Anyway, she comes, amen. We're going to be so grateful, amen, and so blessed for that on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Again, on tonight, amen, Jesus, doesn't look like Evangelist Bill is with us yet. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Evangelist Gail, let's see if she's with us. Glory to God. Amen. Doesn't look like she's with us tonight. Amen. We want to ask, amen, glory be to God, missionary fan, if she will come and bless the line for us tonight. Listen, people of God, we believe in sanctifying the line, amen, because we know that we can't go to God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. So we always come, amen, Jesus, glory to God, just to sanctify, to bring our hearts in and to bring our minds in. Amen, glory to God. Missionary fan, you have the platform.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, Lord God. Give your name the praise, Lord God. Give your name the glory, Lord God. Give your name the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come tonight to reference you, Lord God, to let you know, Lord God, that we, Lord God, appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us tonight, Lord God. Look down upon this line tonight, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we've done, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God, for every sin, Lord God, for every iniquity, every transgression, Lord God. Lord God, any, even the thoughts, Lord God, that we may have thought that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, that we cannot come before you in any kind of way. So we come tonight, Lord God, repenting. We come tonight, Lord God, and we godly sorry, Lord God, for anything that we may have done. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this night on each and every one of us on the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. This night in the people, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, whether it's far or near, Lord God, every country, Lord God, we asking you this night, Lord God, just to move forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you tonight to bless the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to receive that you have gave her, Lord God, for us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night on Mr. Bradley, Lord God. We ask you right now to strengthen her, Lord God, and to supply and to meet her every need this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Again, we ask you, Lord God, to save, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, of every praise. You are worthy, Lord God, of the highest praise, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. We glorify you tonight, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Lord God, because without you, we can do nothing, and we are not nothing, Lord God, without you. But tonight we give you the praise. We rest with you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. And on tonight, amen, we have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayers, and to our listeners who have come to be with us on tonight near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 21st verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this will manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Mary. Amen. We are indeed grateful to the Lord. We're grateful, amen, for this day, for this hour. Again, we want to say welcome, welcome to all of our listeners. As you're coming in, we welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you. Listen, we want to encourage you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen, Jesus. We all always encourage you to take notes. Glory to God, take notes, because it helps you to retain what has been said and what is being said. Amen. So we always encourage you, as you're coming in, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Don't forget to text one or two people to let them know that we're here. Perhaps someone told you to remind them. Amen. We're going to give you a moment, amen, to go ahead and remind them to come on in and to be a part of the tonight's broadcast. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Amen. We heard the song, Amen, Glory Be to God, by Missionary Fan. Amen. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Glory to God. That's our position tonight. That's our attitude tonight. Glory to God, that whatever the Lord says, glory to God, whenever he speaks to us, amen, as he speaks to us, glory to God, we want to give him a yes. Amen. We need to give him a yes. It's imperative. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. We've had some awesome, awesome speakers to come to this platform. Amen. Every speaker, amen, has been awesome in their own right. Amen. Coming instead, amen, on behalf of our Savior, amen, to deliver a word of healing, a word of salvation, amen, a word of deliverance, amen, a word of direction. Glory to God, that whatever you need, whatever you need, glory be to God, is in the word. Amen. God has it for you. Amen. And tonight, we're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We have a woman of God, amen, that is coming back to be with us. Amen. Glory to God. She's, amen. It's been a while, amen, but listen, she found her way back to the PNN. Amen. And we're so grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, we just want to say we're grateful for all of our speakers that come, because we realize, amen, ministry, amen, Jesus, carries a weight, amen, and glory to God, has to have time and attention. So we're always so grateful, amen, as these speakers come, amen, avail themselves in the service of the Lord, Amen, Jesus. We're always grateful. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're so grateful again. Amen, Jesus. We're going down to Altamont Springs. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a preaching and a singing young woman of God down there. Amen. We're going to put it out there. Amen. She might just bless us in song. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. By way of Temple Faith, amen, Jesus, we're so grateful tonight to have with us Minister Denise Lamar. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Minister Lamar.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. I am so honored and privileged and nervous and scared or whatever else is going on in my mind and my body right now to be on this line tonight, you know, this opportunity to share God's word. You know, sometimes we have to often wonder, well, not wonder, but we have to be careful what we pray for. And I ask God to open opportunities for me to preach, and, you know, he's doing just that. And I thank God, but I want to first give honor to our late apostle, Dr. James, and to my late pastor, T.L. Smith, and I give honor to my pastor, Cynthia Smith, and I thank God for every minister, every missionary, every lay member that's on this line tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you tonight, and I'm asking that you pray with me and pray for me as I share in the word of God with you all tonight. I promise I won't be long before you. I am not that long-winded preacher as my pastor was in his time. I am just going to give you something short, quick, and I hope edifying to the body of Christ. But I praise God. And listen, saints, what the Lord has spoke to me when I came on the live tonight, the song was playing on the live, and he spoke to me about 2 weeks ago. I guess I was sitting at my desk working, and he spoke to me about, he said unto me, we are under an open heaven. And when I came on the live tonight, it was playing. The song was playing on the live. I said, well, Lord, that's my confirmation right there, that I know that we are under an open heaven. And God is doing new things. He's performing miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives tonight. And I praise God because when he spoke to me, I thank God for my sister, Minister Ali Nash. I don't know for sure if she's on here, but when she invited me to come and speak, he had spoken this word to me sitting at my desk, and I told my family, I said, the Lord said, we're under an open heaven. We're under an open heaven. And many times when we think of that, we think finances, we think money, we think, okay, houses, cars, and lands. But when he spoke to me, it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the finances. It wasn't about the houses and the lands. It was more about being healed, having miracles in our bodies, in the things that we need from God physically and mentally, because we're living in a time now where we see the word of God coming to pass. Everything that Prof spoke to us, everything that he taught us, we can see it coming to pass, like, in the world. And so I said, Lord, you know, death is all around us. But what are you saying to those of us that are still here? What is my assignment? Hallelujah. And I want to slow down because I get too excited. But back in January, I was struck with COVID. At the end of January, me, my sister, and my mother, all at the same time. And when it happened, when I was laying up in this room for 10 to 14 days, couldn't go nowhere, couldn't go out the room, couldn't go do nothing but take a bath and come back in the room. He spoke to me, and he showed me in so many dreams different things, different avenues. You know, I said, well, Lord, what is all this? What is all this? What is all this? Now, remember, he said we're under an open heaven. I said, Lord, what are you showing me? What are you showing me? Because in one dream, I was riding a train, and the train was going really fast and moderate down the track. But all I could see, saints, was the grass green. It was hills and mountains of green grass. And I said, Lord, what does this mean? And he said, whatever your eyes can see, however far your eyes can see, it's full of green. It's full of, the land is full, it's plenty. And I said, well, okay, Lord, what else is my assignment on this? You know, what else are you telling me? And he told me that it's time for me now to reach the young people, to reach out to these young people to find out what makes them want to come to church. Because we're living in a time now where the enemy has so many avenues out there for them to go down. And he said, your next assignment is to reach these young people, to show them that you can be saved and that you can live holy as a young person because you did it. I mean, I was saved when I got 16. When I was 16 years old, I was already doing devotion. They just threw me in the mic and said, sing, do devotion. And that's what I did. But my zeal for God was strong. But a lot of the young people now, they don't have that same zeal. They don't have that same fervent prayer that we had when we were growing up. So we can't beat them over the head. We got to show them that God can and he will do what he said. But he said we are under an open heaven. And I said, Lord, what does that mean? He said he's ready to heal the land, whether it's physical or some of us are being attacked on every hand. As I said, COVID hit my household. It hit my whole family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then it hit my nephew. And it was like, I said, Lord, what is this? It's just like it's going around in a circle in the house. And we had to come together in prayer as a family and bind the will of the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. In our household, because God is ready to heal the land. He is ready, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, because we are living in a day now, saints, where people, I'm telling you, I was just talking to my sisters the other day, and we were in the parking lot, and people are doing weird things now, you know, just normal. We can look now at the killing here in Buffalo, New York, where all these people lost their lives. People mind and prophesied a long time ago about Leviathan and how it was going to take over the minds of the people, and people was going to think wrong was right and right was wrong. And I promise you, we're living in that day right now, where people take the wrong thing and consider it the right. Because this boy says that he didn't do anything wrong by killing all these black people. But we're living in a time now where Leviathan is taking over the minds of people. People are in the parking lot, and they, you know, they practicing football in the parking lot. And I'm saying, okay, so where your house at? Why you ain't at your house practicing football? So I told my sister, I said, we ain't going to say nothing. We ain't going to look at them. We ain't going to do nothing. We're just going to walk on by, because you don't know where people's mind is. You don't know if they got a gun on them. You don't know. But I feel like we are under open heaven where God is getting ready to heal the land. He's getting ready to sanctify us and do those things. And even though we may need those physical things, God is getting ready to bless us. Some of us are living beneath our privileges because we don't have the faith to believe God for what he said. But we're saints, we're living under open heaven. God is saying, I'm open to you. If you live right, if you do right, if you pay your tithes and offerings, I will give you. Deuteronomy 28:12, we should know that by heart, because God, he nailed that in our head. He made sure we said that scripture almost every revival, every camp meeting. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open unto us his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto us in his season, and to bless the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many, and shall not borrow. So that's where we are. Deuteronomy 28:12. We shall lend unto many. But this thing that I don't want, I mean, I want to be able to lend and to give because God said I could, but my desire is to see people saved now because we're living in the last day. I want to see people saved. I want to see people saved. Come alive. I want to see them say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I want to see young ladies say, I don't have to give up my virginity. I don't have to give up my body to be pleased or to be happy or to be satisfied. Hallelujah. Because we're living in a time now where all things, everything's okay now. Everything is okay to go. You can do this and you can do that. But somewhere there still has to be holiness. God is still calling for holiness. God is still calling for holiness. And we cannot come down off the wall, saints, because this generation we're living in now is so opinionated. Everybody got an opinion about something. But the word of God is still true, and the word does not change. It's I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever God said yesterday, he's saying it today, and he's going to be saying the same thing tomorrow. And what is that? That we got to live holy. We got to live sanctified. We got to give God all that we have, because that's what he's requiring of us. So we're living in a time now where the heavens are open, and he's raining down miracles. He's giving signs and wonders. Even though we see death all around us, we got to stay focused, because if we lose focus, we're going to lose the promise of God. After all these years of serving God, we got to stay focused. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because, you know, sometimes we stay focused so much, we have to stay so focused on the promise of God that we can't worry about what's going on the left side or on the right side. We got to follow Christ all the way. We got to stay in the narrow way. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's few over here, but we got to stay here, because that's the narrow is the way. Broad is for destruction. Everybody's doing everything, but we can't go over there and do everything that everybody is doing. Yes, change is happening. Yes, things are not normal. It's not the norm no more. We don't even have the normal kind of church anymore. If you'll be honest, we don't have the normal kind of church. Prophet's gone. Pastor's gone. These people are gone. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we still have a vision. We still have the word of God, because God has instilled the word in us. So we have to hold on to what we know. We have to keep what we know. We have to abide by the word of God. And God is putting us in a position now, saints, where we have to have a personal relationship with God. There's no more with what pastor say. We're in a stage now, we're in a day now where God is saying, I need you to hear from me. I need you to come straight to the throne, go straight to the altar, and ask me. And he said, if we ask anything in his name, it shall be given. So if we want wisdom, if we want knowledge, we can ask God. You just don't understand how nervous I was to come on this line tonight. I said, Lord, I don't want to say anything outside of your word. I don't want to say anything outside of what you want me to say. And he was telling me to just tell him that the windows of heaven are open and the blessings are flowing tonight. It's a miracle if you need one. It's signs and wonders are all around us that God is getting ready to open up his treasure. Deuteronomy 28 and 12, and give us the land and bless us to be able to bless someone else. But we can't give up, saints. We got to hold on. We got to hold on to the promise. We got to hold on to what we know. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to hold on to the, how do you say, tie a knot at the end of the rope and just hold on to it. And you may not even have enough faith for yourself, but call your sister, call your brother. Don't let the enemy tell you don't nobody care. Don't let the enemy tell you don't nobody love you. Don't let the enemy tell you ain't nobody praying for you. Because, listen, I'm praying for everybody. I pray daily. I sit at my desk. I say, Lord, please meet the needs of everyone. Please touch the minds. When people come on Facebook or wherever and they say, I need prayer, I'm praying. Because you don't know how, you don't know what they're seeking. Suicide is rapid, even amongst saints. Hallelujah, Jesus. Young people are killing themselves. Young guys, young men are dying of heart attacks. Hallelujah, Jesus. People sitting down in their chair, and they're just dying, coming from work. Don't even know what's wrong with them. Haven't been sick, but they're getting up out of here. So, saints, we're at a time now where I said, we got to live like we don't know if tomorrow is going to be here for us. If we live like that, saints, we will treat each other better. We will love each other more. We will pray for each other more. If you live like, because if you knew your timeline, if you knew the day that God said, I'm going to wipe, I'm going to suck the breath out of you, you would live so God could use you anywhere, anytime, any day. If we would think like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know, I praise God when I was talking and I was thinking about Abraham. And when we look at Abraham, he made a promise to him. God made a promise to Abraham and his seed. Hallelujah. And it said in Genesis 17:7, I don't know if I gave y'all the scriptures, but Genesis 17:7, he promised that he would lead, that he promised he would be God, not just to him, but to his seed. So when he received Christ, took on his name, and when we received Christ and took on his name, every promise that he promised Abraham, it came to us. Now, Abraham, you know, he did whatever God told him to do. And God told him, come on, let's take your son up here to the mountain, and we're going to make a sacrifice. And the whole time, Abraham's saying, Lord, what is sacrifice? What is sacrifice at? I don't see the sacrifice, God. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Put your son on there. Put your son up there. And you know, by that time, if I was a son, I'd be like, Dad, what we do? But just as Abraham was getting ready to do the sacrifice, he hears a rambling in the bush. And that's what God is saying to us now. I'm rambling in the bush, but you gotta be caught up enough. You got to be in God enough to hear that the bushes are rambling, and your sacrifice is over there. Hallelujah, Jesus! Because God gonna always outdo us, no matter how hard we try. He's gonna always do better than what we can give him. Man, and Abraham, you know, he said, "I'm gonna obey God," because if Abraham obeyed God, he knew God was gonna bless him, and that God blessed Abraham with, he promises to us. The key is putting on Christ, laying away the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And that's where we get caught up at right there. Some of us got too much pride to even say you're sorry. But what if God sucked the life out of you? Will all your living be in vain? That's how I live every day. I say, Lord, I don't want nothing after all of these years in Christ for me to die and go to hell. There's nothing worth it. So the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, let's not get too proud. Let's not want something that we don't even need. I want something of somebody else's, that why are you going to go and be jealous of something when God can give you the same thing? There's no room for jealousy. We don't need to be jealous, because God will do exactly what he said. So tonight I just want to encourage you that the windows of heaven are open. If you need more joy, if you need more peace, if you need more love, need more understanding, just of God's word, understanding of your neighbor, understanding of your friend, God will do it for you. And sometimes he'll tell you just to be quiet. That's all I want you to do. Be quiet. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, sometimes pride keep us from the promise of God, Romans 8:17. Abraham's promise was three parts, a seed, a land, and a universal blessing. He promised him he would be the father of many nations. Abraham was the father of many nations. He had the land. Hallelujah. He had a seed, and he had a universal blessing. Hallelujah, Jesus. So just obeying God, you can receive the good of the land. We have heard that preached over and over and over again, that we can receive the good of the land. And that's what Abraham, this does not eliminate us from having trials, though, and tribulations. We have a promise that if we put on Christ, we will come out. And I believe that, that if we put on the ways of Christ, if we do what God has called us to do, if we stick to what God, the will of God for our life, he has to bless us. If we pay our tithes and offerings, he has to bless us. I'm preaching to myself. But sometimes doubt come in. Sometimes fear come in of what's going to happen tomorrow, because we don't have it in our hands. We can't see it all the time. We don't know how God's going to bless us. But faith, hallelujah, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes God ain't going to show you He's just going to bless you. But you have to have patience to wait on the promise of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We may be delayed, but we are not denied, saints. Hallelujah. Whatever promise God has made in your life, we may be delayed, but we are not denied. And I know some blessings I have that have been promised to me are just still stored up, waiting on me to get myself together so that they can come on down. And this part, this right here, is part of me getting myself together, because only what you do for Christ is going to last. So our promises may be delayed. Remember that. But they're not denied, because we're under an open heaven. We're under heaven now. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 13, 15, and 18, we see God set before them life and death. So we have to choose life by living and turning our hearts toward God. He made us many promises to supply our needs. He'll finish the work that he started in us. He promised to comfort us. All things are working together for our good. Hallelujah. If we trust him, our sins are forgiven. My assignment is to help bring people to Christ and to be an example. I once was young, but now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I've been in this thing a long time. I've been around a long, long, long time. Some of you all here been here just as long as me, so we all old together in this thing. So why are we going to turn back now? Because we've never seen. We done been in some hard places. Our backs have been against the wall, but didn't God bring us out? Won't he do it? He brought a situation when we didn't know how we was going to come out. He brought us out. So in everything, you'll think and know that we are under. I can't think of her last name, but she is the one that sings that song, "We Are Under an Open Heaven." And the song says, "Where his glory shall be revealed, and the sin sick shall be healed. His power shall overflow, and we will be made whole." Then it says, "Rain on us, Lord. Rain down your power and cover us. Lord, let your glory cover us. In your presence there is joy. Send down miracles, signs, and wonders. In your presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord, saints, is our strength." So when you get down and out, just know that God is, he's saying, "I'm ready. The windows of heaven are open. And the blessings are flowing tonight. I've got joy in my heart because Jesus has made it all right." And everything that we're going through, women of God, men of God, whoever is on this line, whatever you're going through, God has made it all right. We sing a song, "I've Got a Feeling Everything Is All Right." Well, I changed that up the last time I sung it at church, and I said, "We got a promise that everything is going to be all right." It ain't a feeling, because sometimes we don't feel like going to church. We don't even feel like praying. God forbid, ask somebody to fast, because we're not going to do that. And I can tell because I'm all fat right now. So we're not going to fast. It's not on the feeling or how you feel that what God is going to do in your life. It's a promise. If he made you a promise, he said in his word that he cannot reverse it. He cannot take it back. And I hold him to that. I hold him to that, because if God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. He's not a man that he should lie, but if he said it, he will bring it to pass. So we got to hold on to the promise. Every blessing, every miracle, hallelujah. Some of us are going through right now in our bodies. I'm trusting God for a miracle. Hallelujah. I lost my mom, and I said, "Lord, you gave her to us, and she was a trooper." Hallelujah, Jesus. She went through many things physically in her body that no other person. She survived dialysis for over 12 years, saints. And they said that's not even normal for a person on dialysis. But my mom had 9 lives. And I, you know, we always teased her and told her, you've got 9 lives, Mama. But, you know, I thank God that the life that she lived, the legacy that she left to us, and she died at 77 years old. And the day that she died, I talked to Pastor Gwen, and she said, Denise, she died in perfection. And that was the only thing that comforted me that day, was knowing that my mother died in perfection and knowing that she would not have gotten up out of here because she had a will to live if she wanted to, and a will to live to die when she got ready to. I believe that. So like I said, my mom had 99 lives. So she, if she wanted to live, my mama would have said, no, I'm not going anywhere. But I know she was tired in her body. So I thank God for what he's doing. And I thank God for this window that's open to me, not just for financial well-being, but for my spiritual life, for what God is getting ready to do in my life. And I know he's getting ready to do new things. Thanks. God is doing new things. Let's keep our mind open for that. New things. We got to figure out new avenues to reach people. Because the old way is not a bad way, but we got to tweak it a little so that we can literally draw these young people back to Christ. I love each and every one of you, and I pray tonight that God has said something through me to bless you, to encourage you tonight, and to let you know that you're not in this thing alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just a phone call away. I will pray until the heavens come down if you need me to pray. Whatever you need. And I'm sure there's many others on this line. This is a prayer line itself. You can get prayer through. You can find someone to pray you through whatever it is that you're going through. So just remember tonight, saints, that the windows of heaven are open and the blessings are flowing tonight. I've got joy, joy, joy in my soul since Jesus made everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tarry garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on heavenly manner. That's why I'm happy tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy.
That's why I'm happy tonight.
Yes. Joy. Glory be to God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, listen, this word on tonight, amen. Surely, glory to God, wherever you were, when you came on this line, you are not there tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God has come. And I'm telling you, it should have shifted your whole mindset. Glory to God. Shifted, glory be to God, where you think, where you thought, glory to God, to bring you to this open heaven and the promises of God, the promises of God. All that he has promised unto us, glory be to God. Amen. And we know that his promises are sure. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you tonight, we pray that your spirit has been opened to hear what the Lord is saying unto us, people of God. Amen. Sure, there's a lot that's going on in the world, but God's promises are sure. He meant every word he said. Amen. Glory to God and people of God, and he's ready. He's ready to bless us. Amen. The woman of God said, you should hear the rambling bushes. Glory to God for the sacrifice. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, my heart is stirred on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So much has been said, people of God. So much has been said on tonight. Glory to God, and you should feel right special right now. Amen. Glory to God. You should feel the love of God, the love of God pouring into you, all around you. Amen. In this open heaven. And I love what she said. Amen. It's not even all about, amen, the physical blessings. Amen. But spiritually, what God is doing in this hour. Listen, the peace of mind. People of God, you know, she talked about Leviathan. Just even the peace of mind in this hour and in this time, knowing that the Lord is with us, knowing that he's with us and he's not forsaken us. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight, amen, for this word. I'm telling you, so much was said on tonight, amen, that I want to just grab a piece of this and grab a piece of that. Amen, Jesus. Well, listen, people of God, listen, you can have it all. Amen. Glory to God. You don't have to have peace. Amen, Jesus. But listen, tonight, people of God, perhaps, amen, there may be someone on the line, amen, as the woman of God began to minister, amen, to show us where we were. Glory to God. Maybe you're not in that place. Maybe you don't have that relationship, amen, that she ministered unto us. Maybe, glory to God, you don't feel that connection that you know you need, amen, in this hour. Glory to God. Maybe you find yourself, you're not in the ark of safety. Glory to God. And tonight, though, people of God, listen, we want to open the way for you. If you're not saved tonight, glory be to God, woman of God, we're going to ask you to come back on the platform tonight, amen, and appeal to someone tonight, amen. Someone may be saved. Someone may want to be saved. Glory to God. May want to give their hearts to the Lord. And we thank God tonight, amen, that there are many listeners, amen, that are just all over the world, amen, that are not able to come and make confession on the platform, amen, Jesus. But we just want to show them the way. We just want to show them Jesus on tonight. Amen. So if you would, glory to God, come back tonight. Come back, woman of God, amen, and open up the kingdom for them. Amen. Let them know that they can show them how they can come on in. Amen. And if no one comes over, glory to God, after that, amen, we would that you would open, amen, the line for prayer, anyone that has special prayer on tonight. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. If there's anyone out there right now that do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, the windows of heaven is open, and it's pouring out blessings, and you can be saved right now. If you do not have the gift of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Jesus, because we're going to need the gift of the Holy Ghost in order to see Jesus in peace. So I'm asking right now, Lord, if there's anyone, hallelujah, that needs you, that do not know you in the pardon of their sins, to come, say, receive them unto you, Lord. You say, I will receive them unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we want to be wherever Jesus is. So if you're here tonight, just come to Jesus now, for he has his arms open to love on you right now. Anyone. Amen. We're praying for those that may not want to come. We're asking God that you touch them.
Okay.
Yes. Is there anyone?
Anyone. If you like special prayer tonight, you can just press *6 and come over. Anyone tonight with a special prayer request, just press *6 and unmute your phone and come over. Amen. 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 Doesn't look like there's anyone on the platform.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hi, this is Sister Joseph Johnson. I would like to get prayer. I would like to get prayer for my mother and my sister, my family, my children, you know, just give them strength to continue to go on in Jesus Christ, you know, just to, especially my mother. She prays a lot for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and I know that could take a toll, you know. Yeah, well, I know God's going to bless her, but, you know, just pray for strength for my children, my family, my mother, and that my children will come on along the Lord's side.
Amen. Amen. We're praying. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying right now, God, for this family. We're praying for her mother and for her children, Lord. We ask, God, now that you go and touch the mind of each and every one of them right now. Encourage those that are saved. And, Lord, those that are not saved, we ask, God, that you turn their minds towards Jesus. Let us be a light, God, to show them the way that God is real and that he is wonders. He works miracles and wonders every day. Lord, you have the power to save. You have the power to heal. You have the power to deliver. So we ask in right now, Jesus, in your mighty name, touch your mother, Lord. Touch the children right now. Touch the grandchildren. Send a miracle, Lord. Send deliverance to that house right now. We bind the will of the enemy, Lord. We come against every foul spirit that is coming against that household right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious in Jesus Christ, and we have the victory. We claim the victory for this woman of God tonight. We claim the victory for her family, Lord. We claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus for her children. In the name of Jesus, save them, Lord, before it's too late. Save them, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch their bodies. Heal right now, God. Even her, Lord, if there's any ailments in her body, touch her right now and heal right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Anyone else just press star 6. Press star 6. Amen. Anyone else tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
God. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Magnify holy name.
Open heaven. Glory be to God. Miracles, signs, and wonders tonight. Amen. Yes. We just want to touch and agree with you. Amen. Glory to God. Heart to heart, faith to faith on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We believe all things are possible.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God. Right here in the now. Right here. Woo,
In the name.
Oh, God. Thank you. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight?
Name of Jesus. We pray.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes. This is Sister Fan, and I'm requesting prayer for my sister, Sister Kathy Brown. Her blood pressure has been so high, and just praying that God bring that blood pressure down. And I thank you so very much.
Hallelujah. We praise you right now, Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for healing. We asking right now, Lord, that you send Jehovah Rapha to this house, Lord, and touch right now. Bring her blood pressure down, God. You have the power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch her body, Lord. Touch her mind, God. Touch her spirit. Encourage her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Touch right now. Heal. Save, God. In the name of Jesus, stir up the gift within her right now. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send healing, God. Healing of the mind, healing of the body, healing of our spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, death is all around, but we have the power to say so on tonight that we are healed. We are delivered and we are set free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Touch our sister right now. Encourage the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, meet every need. Let them know, God, that the windows of heaven are open.
and the blessings yes. are flowing tonight. In the name of Jesus, that blessing right now, God, is healing in her body. Yes. We ask, God, that you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Glory praise the Lord.
God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Mayor. I like to ask prayer for myself. I go on tomorrow to have a procedure.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now, Jesus.
Yeah,
thank you for Sister Mary, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Jesus. You said you know yes. all about us, Lord. You made us. Yes. You shaped us in your image and in your likeness. So, Lord, we yes. ask you right now, Jesus, that whatever the procedure is, God, that you take control of the hands of the doctors. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. And you let everything go well. Let every report, Lord, come back negative. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. And that all things, God, will work together for her good.
Yes.
We ask you right now, Jesus, because we believe you. You said if we believe yes. in you, we shall eat the good of the land. We shall ask mm-hmm. anything, and it shall be done. Yes. We ask you right now, God, that you heal on tomorrow, Lord. Sister Mary, whatever yes. the procedure is, let everything go well in Jesus' name. Turn it around for her good in Jesus'
yes.
name, God. We do pray, and we ask these yes. blessings in Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Thank
Sister Mary is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. You have to believe the report of the Lord. Who shall, hallelujah, what shall you believe? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Ah,
He's
Jesus.
Working it out for your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Anyone else. Glory to God. Anyone else. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight, amen. Glory to God, under this open heaven. Glory to God, amen. Right here, right now.
Yeah, I know,
right. Glory to
Glory
God.
To
anyone else, glory to God, amen. Just want to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. We believe that all things are possible. Glory to God, amen. We believe. Haya, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Awesome. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in, and like Sister Mary, tomorrow I have to go and have a procedure. Test because of the erratic heartbeat I have going on. But I'm believing God for the best. And I also request some prayer for Nicole and for Deborah.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. We ask you
yes.
right now, Jesus, that you go in tomorrow and you
yes.
touch the heart of
yes.
our dear sister. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let everything go well on tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke
yeah,
you. And the blood of Jesus be against you right now. Hallelujah. There will be no heart problems in the name
of Jesus.
There will be no heart problems. And Lord, if there is, we're asking right now. And we know that you can heal, you can deliver, and you can set
yes.
free. We're asking, God, that you bless Nicole and her other friend in the name of Jesus. Touch them. Whatever is
yes.
going on in their lives right now, touch them right now, Jesus. Touch their minds, Lord. Touch their spirit. Encourage
yeah.
their hearts, Lord. Don't let them look back, Lord. Let them run this race with patience. Hallelujah. If they're not saved, save God. Sanctify and fill with your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, stir up the gift in all three of them. And let them know that there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you give it over to Jesus right now, everything will be worked out. Hallelujah, because he made us a promise. He promised Abraham that his seed would be blessed. And tonight we are healed, we are blessed, we are saved, and we are delivered.
in the name of Jesus. Touch her heart right now. In the name of Jesus, touch the doctors on tomorrow as they perform the procedure. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we give your name praise, honor, and we give your name all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's all right. Hallelujah. It's all right. Yes, God is all right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Hello. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson again. I just want to give a report on my husband. He had to go to the doctors today and about his cancer and everything. He is still exceeding expectations.
Thank you,
And the three appointments that he had, it was a swallow study and a speech study. He exceeded the expectation. Every doctor that he seen today was like, wow, that is amazing. And I just want to say thank you for all of the prayers. You know, he got his feeding tube out today. He got his drain out today. He got the staples out today. I mean, he is really exceeding expectations. He is talking. And he hasn't talked in 2 weeks since his surgery. And now he's talking. And, you know, they gave him a special device to go on his trach so that he can talk. Normally he has to put it on to get sound to come up through his mouth. Now he can talk without that device.
Praise God.
Prayer works. Prayer changes things. I used to come on this prayer line and be like, oh, I'm not gonna get on there tonight and ask for prayer. I'm not gonna get on there tonight and ask for prayer. Well, any time that I need prayer, y'all get ready to hear my voice because prayer changes things. God said, ask and you shall receive. And the only way that I can ask is to open my mouth and say something. So, you know, because prayer, if it wasn't for the prayers of the righteous, he wouldn't be in the position that he's in now. These doctors are simply amazed with his progress. They literally had to cut almost all of his tongue out. And for him to be talking now and swallowing and you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the doctors are amazed. And no pain. I mean, the doctors are simply amazed. So I just want to say thank you to PNN for all of your prayers. Special thanks to Missionary Fan. Please, can I get prayer for Missionary Fan? She has her own issues, but she is a praying woman, and she has prayed for us so much and done above and beyond prayer. She's amazing. God is amazing. I mean, sometimes I'm just so speechless about how good God is. You know, I just can't tell it all how good God has been to us. And I am simply amazed with the least little things that he did. God is amazing. Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. He said he would do exceedingly abundantly above what we could even ask or think. So it's no amazement to us that your husband or whoever this person was is exceeding what the doctor says, because God promised us that he would do that for us. But we praise God for him. We thank God for his recovery on tonight. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
I don't know about you people of God, but I just feel a shout in my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
See what the Lord has done. See what he's done. Glory to God. And
yes.
He's yet moving. He's yet moving. Amen. He's yet moving. Glory to God. And he's ready to move for you. Glory to God. And we heard by the word tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are promises unto you. Glory. Woo. Hiya, hiya. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen, Jesus. I just feel the Holy Ghost moving. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Amen. We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. Glory be to God. We heard the woman of God say, hey, we got to open up our mouth. Amen. Glory to God. You got a situation, a circumstance you're dealing with. Amen. Listen, right here in the now. Amen. Right here in the now. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God.
And then I want to pray for those that are sick. I want to pray for those that are sick and shut in. Some people are sick. And, you know, we have a prayer list here going for a few members here. But I just want to pray for those that are sick and shut in tonight.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you right now for those people that are sick tonight and may not be able to get online or hear a word from you. We asking right now, Lord, that you go there and you heal on tonight, Jesus.
Yes.
We asking that you touch the body of those that are sick, Lord, whatever the condition may be, whether, Lord, it's COVID, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's heart problems, all over the world, Lord, we ask you right now to heal the sick, because you said that in your word that we are healed. By your stripes, Lord, we are healed.
Yes.
So you already went to Calvary just for us. You already died on the cross just for us, for our healing on tonight. So we ask you right now, even in our weakness, God, we ask that you send strength and you send healing right now to those that are sick and those that are shut in, those that are deprived, Lord, those that are without. We ask you right now, God, that you meet needs. As we see, Lord, even the end of the times coming where there's lack of food, Lord, lack gas prices are rising. We ask, God, that you touch the minds of your people, Lord, all over the world. Those that, Lord, may not have access to food right now. We ask that supply the need, God. Send Jehovah Rapha, Lord. Send Jehovah Jireh, God. Send Barak Yael, Lord, to the house of these people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you again. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors, victorious in the name of Jesus, overcoming by your word. You said if we speak it, God, it will come to pass. So we ask you right now, Lord, to go and heal those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are deprived, those that are mentally sick, God. We ask you to touch the minds of the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen tonight. Amen. Somebody, amen. Glory to God. Listen, we just want to open the lines, amen, glory to God. Give God thanks. Give God some praise, amen, for the testimonies. Give God praise for the word on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, and for the promises, amen, that are unto you on tonight. Amen. Just come on and lift your voices on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voices and give him praise
tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Come on and praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Oh, God, you're worthy, 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 Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Lord God, someone praise Him for your blessings tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless them tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and bless them tonight. Hallelujah. Bless them. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what He's done. Bless Him. Glory to God for what He's about to do in your life.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Give
Him honor. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to
God, she asked me to come and bless the woman of God But I thank and I praise God. I just had to say something about this woman. This woman. Mm. This friend. This sister.
Yes.
This prayer
yes.
partner. I thank and I praise
yes.
God. Saints, you just don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just
Hallelujah.
Don't know. You just
Amen.
Don't know. You just don't
yes.
know. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, we still standing. On the body,
still
grace
standing.
And the mercy of God. And we praise God for
Amen.
His glory. And his anointing in your
yes.
life. His glory upon your
yes.
life. We thank, we praise God
thank
for
you
Jesus. Tonight. I bless the name of the Lord tonight for you. And only thing I do have, I'm just going to say it, the word of God for you tonight. I bless the name of the
yes.
Lord for Exodus 14:14. I thank and I praise
yes.
God. And a little bit different, Minister Bradley, but I bless the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord because God's word is sure. God's word
yes.
is sure. And I praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
God's word is sure. And I thank and I praise God. It cannot return to him, boy. It cannot, will
That's
not.
Right.
But it must perform where he sent it to us. It
yes.
must prosper where God sent it. And I thank and I praise
yes.
God. I thank and I praise God. I thank and I praise God. Now, Father, we do. We thank and we praise you for your word. We thank and we praise you for your vessel. Father God, we thank and we praise you, God, in the name of
Jesus,
for her saying yes. We thank and we
yes.
praise you, God, for your word that you sent to us to build us up,
yes.
to remind
yes.
us of your promise, and to remind
yes.
us we'll honor and open. A reminder, God, and for that
oh,
we
yeah.
come tonight to tell you thank you. For this
thank
vessel,
you.
Just a reminder. Just a reminder.
Hallelujah.
Just a reminder. And we bless the Father
yeah.
in the name of Jesus. We bless
yeah.
the God because the scripture declared, God, wherever her feet threaded already blessed. Wherever her
yeah.
hand touches, it's already blessed.
Yeah.
And Lord, can you speak
yeah.
those things that are not as though they were? We thank you for that, Lord.
Yeah.
We
thank
you, Lord God,
thank
for your keeping power, your sustaining power, your upholding power. We thank you for your joy.
Yeah.
We thank you for
thank
your
joy.
I didn't say it happened, man. I said your
yeah.
joy is a strength in
yeah.
the name of
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
yeah.
thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God, for the mind that you have. Thank you for
yes.
the mind to press through, God. Oh, when it seems like all odds against you, but we thank and we praise for determination of this woman in God. And we
thank
bless
you
for
yes.
your word. Cause your face is shining
thank
upon
you,
God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you for we are under an open heaven. But we thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the open doors to this. God. We thank you for the open doors, God,
Hallelujah.
And every promise that you made. We thank you for them, God, in the name of
Jesus.
We thank
you,
even on this night, even on this night, even on this night, Exodus 14:14, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. Hallelujah. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Hey, glory. I will hold on to you with my righteous hand, my righteous right hand. I bless the name of the Lord for this word tonight. I praise God this word for you in the name of Jesus. But this what does God say concerning you in the name of Jesus. His word cannot declare and decree, cannot, will not, return unto him, boy. But it will perform, and it will prosper what he said it to us. We thank and we praise God for healing. We thank and we praise God
thank
for all things. In the name of Jesus, keep watch over this woman of God. Cover even now with the shed blood
thank
of Jesus Christ. Hide her even now behind the cross, God. Bind up every foul and every evil spirit, every demonic spirit, every unclean
in the
spirit,
name of
every unrighteous, every unholy spirit, everything, God, that set out to try to do her hurt. Harm. We thank you for the blood cup. We thank you that she can run to the rock that is higher than earth. We thank you, Lord God, that you can hide us in your pavilion. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We give you glory now. We give you honor and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for a new anointing. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. God, we thank you. Because she's walking out now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You don't have to fear. 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 Because nothing can come down your dwelling place except the Lord say so. Except the Lord say so. And if God say so, then that means he's in the midst of it. That he may show himself strong and mighty in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so.
It is
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We bless you now. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. Love you now. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ollie. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. People of God, listen, as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to receive a copy, you can certainly text. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. We house all of our broadcasts there, so you can go out and listen to any of the broadcasts. And be sure to share, amen, comment, share, amen, send via messenger, amen, tag someone's page. Glory to God, if you hear a message and you know someone will be blessed, or if the Lord leads you, amen, Jesus, to send that broadcast, send it, amen, because you never know. Amen, what someone else may be going through. Amen. Glory to God. Also, don't forget, amen, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network, and there you will find our broadcast as well. And also there you will find our podcast. Amen. So, people of God, listen, we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get the word out. So much is transpiring. So much is happening fast. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, when the Lord moves upon you to send the word, send it. Amen. Glory to God. Send it in obedience, and the word will do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, again, thank God tonight. Thank God for you, Minister Lamar. God bless you so much. We thank God for you. What a word. Amen. We've been here now almost 3 years, and that is our theme song, and I don't think anyone has ministered Open Heaven to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, God, open it up unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, it will certainly take on a whole new depth of meaning. Amen. So we give God thanks again for you. We give God thanks again for all of our listeners. Amen. Those that are listening internationally, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We just thank God for you helping us to advance this vision. Amen. Glory to God. It's not a physical track. Amen. Glory to God. We say it's a virtual track. Amen. So we know that when the Lord moves, amen, to whomsoever you send it to, glory to God, at the appointed time, amen, they shall listen and be blessed. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for those of you, amen, that are listening, amen, that will be listening days or months or perhaps years from now. We just want you to know we thank God for you. Amen. And we're praying God's blessings for you. Amen. So at this time, amen, this we want to turn the platform back over to our speaker tonight. Amen, Jesus, that she can give final remarks. Amen, Jesus, and for the blessing or the benediction of the line. Woman of God, again, we just want to tell you thank you. We appreciate you so much. Amen. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, we'll be calling you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. So at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you for final remarks and for dismissal. God bless you. Did we miss her? I think we might have. I think she may have dropped off. Amen. Glory to God. But again, we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. For, amen, the woman of God on tonight. Amen. What a word. What a word. What a word. As we say, amen, Jesus, we've been here going on 3 years, and we've not heard, amen, open heaven ministered unto us. Amen. That means something tonight. I'm telling you, people of God, that really, really, really means something on tonight. I don't take it lightly. Amen. And we pray that you don't take it lightly. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to pray. Amen. Encourage you to get a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Amen. Send a copy so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. And again, we just want to let you know that we, amen, we're expanding, we're moving, we're growing. Amen. Here on the PNN. Amen. Jesus, if the Lord has impressed anything upon your heart, amen, that you would like to do, please, ma'am, please, sir, get with us and let us know. Amen. Get with us and let us know. Amen. There's room. Amen. There's room for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, with uplifted hearts, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight for this word. We thank you for all that you said. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your messenger. We thank you for the message on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would help us to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, but cause us, oh God, to embrace this word, to embrace your presence. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise for all that our ears have heard on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover us tonight, each and every one. Father, for you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight for sweet sleep. We're thanking you for peace. We're thanking you for your divine covering for us and everything that concerns us. For our families are near and our families are far. We give you thanks for our loved ones tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you now for your glory. We thank you for your anointing. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us and keep us. Shield us and protect us. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid on tonight backlash on in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree on tonight that there shall be no retaliation. As sons of God, we forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks again. We give you praise for every blessing, for every good and perfect gift. Oh, God, every promise unto us, your people, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you now in thy precious name, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. People of God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. We want you to come back on tomorrow night. Tell somebody about the PNN. Amen, Jesus. Bring somebody. Amen. Tell somebody. Glory to God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Blessings to each of you. We love you. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
And no one.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.